Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome. It's Alan Brazil up front with Mike Porky, he's mad, Parry on Audio Boom. And don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. Right, Champions League, we must go back.
Absolutely.
It's only half time. I'm not getting too carried away. But Mr. Parry, I have to say, what a result for City. I thought, there was a bit of banter going on before this game, wasn't there? Laurent Blanc,
sure.
We're not scared of Man City. The Premier League is overrated.
Yeah.
You had Nasri saying, we can go there and win.
Yeah.
There was a bit of nastiness getting involved. But City have gone there, and wow, a great and a fair result, 2-2, great result.
I tell you what, I don't understand why everybody wrote Manchester City off before this tie, because individually they've got better players than PSG.
But they have been disappointing this year.
Yeah, of course they have. But PSG are a one-man team, aren't they? They've got one great superstar, age 35, with old Zlatan.
He has been fantastic.
Ibrahimovic, totally agree with that. But the other issue here is that I just don't understand how Laurent Blanc can start mouthing off as
Blanc.
Blanc.
Laurent Blanc.
Okay, I've been a student of the English language for a lot more years than you have, okay? And I've spoken the Queen's English, south of the border.
Yes.
So we want to call it
it's
Laurent Blanc, do
not
you?
Blank.
You want to call it Laurent Blanc?
Laurent Blanc.
All right, we'll call it Laurent Blanc then.
Yeah,
okay, Laurent
you.
Blanc. Okay. So what I'm saying is, so Laurent Blanc starts mouthing off as though he's Jose Mourinho, as though he's got a load of honours under his belt, which he hasn't. And I think that's a very dangerous thing to do. Because if you're a top professional player in a Manchester City shirt, you're going to go there. And also, isn't the issue that if PSG are playing teams which are basically very inferior to them every week in the French League, where they now lead the league by 30 points and it's impossible to have a competitive match, you ain't going to be up to scratch when you come to play a team like Manchester City.
In saying that, it's only half-time, OK? Two key factors. Joe Hart was declared fit.
Yep.
And when De Bruyne came back
in... De Bruyne is brilliant.
Now, he is a touch of class.
I
don't know what happened to Chelsea with Jose. I don't know what happened there. But there's no doubt, when he went back to Germany, to Wolfsburg, he was sensational.
Yeah.
He's now proving that at City. Fantastic.
I think De Bruyne's attitude to the game is magnificent. He's a free-flowing player. I think is he City's second highest valued signing behind Sterling, or his first? No, I think he's the most expensive.
Not sure.
£57 million, I think he's the most expensive, and I think he's living up to it. But what I don't quite understand is why, A, anybody doubted that City would go and give a good account of themselves. But secondly, City have got the tie won now, because they've got two.
No, they haven't got it.
They've got two away goals, Al. That's absolute gold dust.
Oh, so PSG beat them 1-0.
No, No. They've got two away goals. That is the critical factor in this particular tie.
1-0, you dipstick.
Look at the other tie. Where? hang on. Excuse me. Real Madrid lose 2-0 to Wolfsburg.
Yes.
Who cares? Real Madrid are going to win 4-0 in the second leg at the Bernabeu.
Probably.
Exactly. So.
But what about the other one? Atletico, Barcelona, 2-1.
Yeah.
Barca, they go back to Madrid.
Yeah.
They could go out 1-0.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen, but it
and
probably
Bayern
won't.
Bayern Munich 1, Benfica 0 after 1 minute.
Intriguing.
They go to Lisbon.
Yeah.
Benfica against Bayern.
Yeah.
If Bayern get through and City, as you say, are certain to get through.
Yes.
What happens if Bayern play City in the semi-final?
Yeah, what happens? What do you think will happen?
Pep Guardiola.
Yes, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Are you saying that
so his only way next year with Man City into the Premier could be if he wins the Champions League, but he wants to win it with Bayern.
Yeah, of course he does.
So what does he do?
Well, this is the whole...
So you haven't thought about this,
yes,
have you?
I have thought about this.
No, you haven't.
I have thought about this, and I know a lot about human relationships, okay?
No, you don't.
I do.
You can't get a bird.
Sorry?
You can't get a bird.
I don't waste my time frivolising on social matters. I concentrate on reading journals about things that matter in life and coming here and talking to you about it. Now, what I want to say to you is this. Right? Everybody sort of knows, don't we, that Jose Mourinho is going to Manchester United.
Well, Jose yesterday in the papers was talking about, I want some confirmation, please.
Absolutely. But when you look at the way the other two massive teams in this country have done it, Chelsea have already declared...
Conte.
Thank you. They have a new manager for next season, and Gus Hiddink is perfectly fine with that because he was a temporary manager. Manchester City have already confirmed they've got a manager for next season, the one we've just been talking
about.
Who's
probably the best in the world.
Well, you say that, but he's going to be tested. He's going to be... The best in the world is Jose Mourinho.
No.
On
no,
track record,
no.
Al,
Pep,
what...
at this moment in time, is the number one
no,
in the world.
On show us your medals, on the show us your medals basis, it's Jose Mourinho. He's won the Champions League in two separate nations with two separate clubs, and he could easily win a third. Everybody knows that, right? Right? Am I right?
I will check what you said. I'll check your numbers out at the end of this.
My numbers are right, Al. Pep Guardiola has only won that Champions League with the club that he was brought up in, that he took on from player to player, manager to manager. Jose Mourinho has gone into hostile environments two or three times and won not only the Champions League twice, he's won the league in four
well,
different countries.
He won it with Portugal when their players were diving all over the place in Seville and we were there.
We
Do
were.
You remember?
Well, that was the...
100,000 Celtic fans there.
That was the Europa League he won first.
They robbed Celtic.
Yeah,
the following
Europa
year,
yes.
They went on to win the Champions League.
They certainly did. So we know quite a lot about Jose. What I'm saying is, Al, I believe him to be the best manager in the world. Pep Guardiola has been challenged for the first time out of his comfort zone environment by going to Germany. And unless he wins the Champions League, as far as I'm concerned, he's fallen short of Jose Mourinho's achievements.
I think you're underestimating.
By going to another league.
City will be brilliant next year. They'll be better than they were this year.
Okay, but that will be to do with the amount of money they spend.
Going back to the point.
Yes.
And it's an if, and it's still a big if. If City can knock out Paris.
Yes.
And
which they will.
Chance.
I'm sure they will.
Well,
I'm sure
maybe,
they will.
Maybe. I fancy 1-1, which would be enough.
Al, if they don't,
that'd be enough.
If they don't, they really have shot themselves in the foot.
No, because Paris are a great side.
And they're not a great side. They're not a great side.
City have spent about 250 million on that team.
Yeah.
And Paris have spent about 238 million. So
that's
there's
right.
not a lot between them.
But the capital value of Manchester City is nearly £1 billion
Correct.
Now. And Paris Saint Germain are a third of that. They're
yeah,
not a big
but they're
club.
They're still a good side. They should beat them. So be intrigued. Look, they might not draw each other in the semi-finals if they both get through.
Yeah.
They might meet in the final, which makes it even more
intriguing.
Of a hell of a game.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Now, last week at the Premier League, I really, really enjoyed Liverpool Spurs.
Yeah.
And when I say I really enjoyed it,
yeah.
I loved the way Liverpool pressed Tottenham early on.
Sure.
They were electric. Klopp has now got them going.
Yeah.
But then Tottenham, a great goal from Kane again.
Yeah.
Brilliant goal.
Oh, wouldn't you say that
great
puts him
goal.
In a different class, that goal?
Well, I've always said he doesn't have to look up for the sticks, the white sticks of the goal.
Yeah.
He feels for it.
Yeah.
And when that ball was hooked in
yeah.
from Eriksen, wasn't it? And he took one touch and spun. He didn't have time to look up. He just knew roughly where that far post was.
Yeah.
That was a great goal.
Al, you were an attacker in the same sort of environment. You played at that level.
Yeah.
I just cannot get my head around a player who, as you quite rightly say, he wasn't even facing the goal to try and judge where the
no,
two posts were.
He felt it, mate. He knew roughly.
He had his back to it, and in one movement, took a ball from a teammate, spun around, and in a tenth of a second, or maybe a hundredth of a second, had to decide where exactly to hit that ball and strike it. It was a genius goal. Genius
yep.
goal. And when you think that he scored a magnificent goal for England 10 days earlier, you know, with the pullback in the air and all that, this boy's really developing
no,
into some sort of a player.
They've got a great game at the weekend.
Mm.
You know, Spurs, Man United,
yeah.
normally loads
yeah.
of goals. I
yeah.
remember a 5-3 thriller.
Yeah.
So I think Spurs will beat Manchester United. But United are full of confidence after stuffing Everton 1-0 last weekend.
Well, they shouldn't be because Everton were the better team on the day. But we won't go into that. Talking about Spurs and United clashes, do you remember, Al, the classic one was when United were in their pomp with Sir Alex Ferguson, went down to White Hart Lane, Glenn Hoddle, your great mate, was the manager. Spurs were 3-0 up at half-time.
5-3.
They lost 5-3.
Andy Cole, and then did you get?
Yeah, 4, I think.
You got one
yeah.
just after half-time. You suddenly thought,
oh. Yeah, what could happen?
This is a different Tottenham side.
Mm.
I'll give it, you know, I have to say to Pochettino, he has got them resolute.
I think he's terrific.
And he's and his defenders, his two centre-backs, dying in front, brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ali, his link with Kane, the full-backs bombing forward. It's going to be a great game. I'm not there. I'm at West Ham. I'm going to watch West Ham play Arsenal, which I'm looking forward to. So anyway, but while all that is happening,
yes.
what about Leicester?
Exactly.
Leicester go to Sunderland. I fancy a draw, Mike.
Well, funny you should say that, Al, but I mean, you know these things better than I. First of all, you know Sam very well.
Yeah.
You know the way he plays games. I mean, to say they're desperate for points is understating the issue. It is a critical demand to acquire any point, 1.3 points. Does that mean that Sunderland will set out to just defend without any intention whatsoever?
Sunderland have to win, Mike.
Do they?
Well, if you try and win against one here, but Sunderland have to win, mate.
But if you try and do that and you open up against a team like Leicester, who take teams apart when the team opens up against them, they're going to lose heavily.
But this is a strange one. Leicester boys have gone so well, and they, whatever happens, they deserve fantastic applause for what they've done this year. Ranieri, we thought, what an appointment that is. Yeah. He's taken them down. Let's be honest.
Gary Lineker himself, you know, most famous Leicester fan said, what a disastrous appointment.
Correct. John Cross, our friend from the Mirror,
yeah,
they'll get relegated. They're down. Amazing what has happened.
Yes.
It is unbelievable.
It is.
It's still not over yet, but they're going to take some stopping.
Mm.
But I've got a feeling Sunderland will make it so difficult. This will not be easy for Leicester. I'm not saying Sunderland will beat them, but with Defoe, he could take half chances.
Yeah.
If he takes a couple, they could be in trouble. I fancy 1-1. And I think Tottenham will beat Man U, and I think it creates another talking point about are they going to get caught. The last three games for Leicester we know are difficult.
Yes.
But they may have enough cushion before the last three. But if they lose or draw to Sunderland and Spurs win, it's game on. And if Arsenal beat West Ham, and I'm not saying they will.
No, I'm not saying
Arsenal
they will.
Win every game, they're in my chance.
Yeah, I suppose they are, but it's a very, very long
shot.
They
are. They've got a great run in.
Arsenal's a very long shot, in my view. The issue there, Al, with Sunderland and Leicester is that Leicester can afford to draw. So if they see the team lined up and Sam says, we're coming for you, maybe Leicester, for the first time this season, might want to play defensively.
I think if Leicester beat Sunderland at Sunderland, it's over.
Yes, I agree. But what I'm saying is Leicester can afford to draw. With a 7-point lead and six games to go, they drop 1 point and they've got a better goal average. They still need their opponents to win twice while they lose twice.
Yeah. So they draw and Spurs draw United.
Yes.
Happy days for Leicester.
Yes, absolutely right. I mean, what I'm saying is the momentum in a run towards the end of the season is normally you put together seven victories and you gallop towards the finishing post. Leicester don't need to do that because of their cushion. And by the way, their penultimate game, sorry to interrupt, it's a personal thing. Everton at Leicester. I fear greatly, you know, watching the Everton team lining up really just to make the numbers up while Leicester carry off the Premier League title.
Maybe applauding Leicester as champions.
They should. Any professional footballer who's on the same pitch as the newly crowned champion should show them due respect.
So, let's look at the bottom.
Yeah.
Norwich go to Palace, which is Palace, one more point, I think Palace are almost safe.
Yeah, I think Norwich will win
that
one.
If Norwich beat them,
I think Norwich will win that
one. The following week is Norwich against Sunderland at Carrow Road.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Where are we? Who have Newcastle got the weekend? They are at Southampton, I think.
That's right, they are.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
I think they're Newcastle, and they're in double deep trouble. Benitez has taken someone on here, and I think when he looked at it, he thought, the remaining fixtures, I think he thought I'd get out of trouble here. But Norwich beaten them at Carrow Road last week.
That's right.
Newcastle are in serious trouble.
Out of 9 points, he's got one, hasn't he? Two defeats and a draw. And if you ask anybody in Newcastle now, because, of course, Newcastle was one of my staging posts on my rise up the greasy pole of journalistic supremacy.
From the Newcastle Chronicle.
Excuse me. No, I didn't.
If I remember.
No. It was one of my staging posts on the...
The lovely Brenda.
On the
she sacked you, didn't she?
I don't think I should respond to that, you know. I thought
I've got a great memory.
I thought this was a discussion about football, not
jet,
some smutty jet
black
social.
Jet hair, Brenda, I remember that.
She had fantastically dark black hair. Her mother was Portuguese, so
was she?
Wonderful, yeah. But anyway, the point of my story is everybody I speak to in Newcastle thinks they are going to lose it and go down. And that when they go down this time, they might not be lucky enough to have a manager or bring him back in the very next season, like Chris Hughton did. Who do you think is going to get around now? I mean, it's about time we can say this now.
I hate to say it.
Villa, obviously, are
listen,
going down.
I'm an Ipswich man through and through.
Yes.
Ipswich is my team in England. Because I started there under Sir Bobby. It'll always be my team.
Mm.
You know, UEFA Cup winners and runners-up twice. Oh, we could have won it twice.
Yeah.
So Ipswich
beat Villa
team.
Three times in the same season.
Yes.
And Villa won the league.
Yeah. And they won the Champions League the following year.
They did, yeah.
And saying that, East Anglia, where I love, I'd like to see Norwich stay up.
Yeah, so would I.
I'll break Ipswich hearts when I say that, but I want them to stay up. If they beat Sunderland, they stay up.
That's right.
So if that's the case, then it looks like Villa, Newcastle, Sunderland.
That's right. Isn't the north east of England going to be decimated by that?
Well, Borough are going to come up.
Well, you hope so. You hope so, but you don't know.
No, I don't know, but they will come up.
I mean, you know, Burnley had this dynamic run to the peak of the Championship. Now it seems like it's going to be a tussle with them and Middlesbrough. But the way things change is Brighton could put a spurt on and overtake both
Chrissy,
of them.
My friend, yeah, Chris. Absolutely. Your boys, Everton, go to Watford, you care. Your season's over.
Well,
semi-final, you want to watch who wins between West Ham and Man U. That is your season, Porky.
That is our season. You're absolutely right. The decider.
And I was dismayed when I heard you slagging off Roberto Martinez.
I've never slagged him off.
You did.
I
have
never slagged
him off.
In the pub
earlier, you did.
I did not.
I thought you turncoat.
Take that back.
He's a good man.
I have not. How dare you say that against me? My lawyers are watching. All I said is that it is critical.
Watching or listening?
Sorry?
Listening? Your lawyers are listening.
No, they're watching things, you know, to generic expression, you know. What I'm telling you, Al, is this. What I'm telling you is this. It is absolutely vital. You see, if West Ham beat Manchester United, that's going to be a much tougher semi-final than if Everton have to play Manchester United.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not sure.
Oh, West Ham are dynamic at the moment. Do you know why? Because the businessmen who run West Ham, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Gold, have so transformed the club in terms of what you see at West Ham United, a 60,000-seater stadium instead of a crumbling bowling,
I think people have underestimated. Anyone out in that part of Essex, Chelmsford, Shenfield, Brentwood, and all the surrounding area, to get to Stratford now is very easy. Mm. A lot of kids there are going to go there.
It's funny you should say that, because West Ham's ground, which I always called Upton Park, not the bowling, is always very difficult to get to. You know, in terms, you go up the district line, you've got to walk a mile from the station, all that kind of stuff.
Excuse me?
A mile from the station.
Taxi.
What?
Taxi. I'll take a taxi there Saturday.
Oh, I'm a man of the people.
No, you're not.
I'm a man of the people, okay?
No, you're not.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Anyway, from the Sunday people, but you're not a man of the people.
I'm sorry, I'm not referring.
Do we talk Ranger? What are they called again?
No, but I wanted just to confirm to you that Everton have to get to the FA Cup final this year for Mr. Martinez to have given us a great season.
I like Roberto, so I'm not in your camp.
Didn't you sit on the plane to him on the way up to Brazil?
To Rio. Yeah. We had a good chat.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yes.
What did he tell you?
Up the stairs, turn left. Roberto, how are we? Mm. And we shared. In fact, he's not a drinker. But,
no, he's not.
But I had a good chat with him.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Okay.
And I think you've been unlucky.
Well, I think everybody
you were
likes
unlucky
him.
To lose. No, but what? So why do you want rid?
I don't want rid. What I'm saying is Everton now got a new owner. We've got a billionaire owner. We want to make sure that with the input of some new money, it goes to the right person for the future of Everton. I mean, look, I haven't got a problem with Roberto Martinez because the board still have confidence in him and I would never speak against him. But I hope that he will go to the new owner with a plan about how he's going to use the money productively.
Who are you going to lose?
Who are we going to lose?
Yeah, Stones?
No.
What do you mean no?
No, definitely not.
Bartley?
Definitely not.
Lukaku? For sure.
Maybe.
For sure.
Maybe. But as we bought him for 28 million, we could sell him for 60. I think that's good business. Every club is a selling club, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, Ronaldo left Manchester United when they were in their pomp and went to Real Madrid. He probably regrets that now because they haven't been all that good, Real Madrid, since he got there.
So, not this week. I think this weekend we have a big semi-final at Hampden Park. The Gers have been promoted.
Yes.
Last time we were in Glasgow, Porky, you forgot your tie. I bought you a lovely blue one at the airport.
Yeah.
We then went to Celtic Park.
No, it wasn't blue. It was blue, white and red, which just happens to be the distinctive colours of Rangers Football Club.
And where did we go?
The Rangers were. Oh, we went to Celtic Park.
Yes.
And as I got out of the taxi, believe it or not, I was assailed by a bunch of fans who threw oranges at me, i.e. King Billy of Orange and all that, giving it me. They were bouncing off my head. My face was bruised and knocked my glasses off. And it was down to the fact that you undermine me by buying me that tie. You told me it was a present and you brought it back. And that was about 3 minutes after we'd met Alex McLeish, who'd just been appointed the new Rangers manager.
Yeah, he looked at you and went, what are you doing with that on?
Yeah, yeah.
The Parkhead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I thought I suited you.
Yeah, we're probably. Yeah.
Anyway, Rangers are back, which I'll get in trouble now from half of Glasgow or 60% of Glasgow, the Celtic boys. Will hate me for saying it. I am so pleased Rangers are back. Celtic Rangers have to play. I'm not happy they play four times a year. Twice is brilliant. It makes it special.
Well, of course it is.
It's brilliant. It makes it special.
You've got to have some, you know, sort of really visceral competition in that league. Otherwise, I mean, what I think is quite ridiculous, Al.
Excuse me, visceral? Yeah. Do you make these words up?
No, no.
The Polytechnic of Nottingham. Do you make these up?
Excuse me, are you talking about the University of the Trent? Is that what you're talking about?
Vitriol? What do you mean, vitriol?
Visceral.
Visceral.
Means, you know, cutting edge. You know what I mean? That's what it means, okay?
Okay.
You don't know that, you know.
I'm looking at someone at Leeds University shaking his head.
Oh, really?
See, you make things up.
No, I do not make things up.
Only sometimes I believe you.
Don't be ridiculous, man. I can tell you, Al, I have a knowledge of the English language which you'll never never be able to aspire to.
You were born in Wales, on the border.
Talking about the English language, by the way, how have the good people of Glasgow taken to an English manager having to rescue Rangers?
To be fair, the man's an ex-City trader. I thought done a great job at Brentford.
Mm-hmm.
And how he got bombed out of there, I will never know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a huge task ahead. He's not daft. He knows.
The Rangers
we have
any
the
money?
Semi-final. They need to spend loads.
I mean, have they got any money to spend?
No, I don't believe so.
Have Celtic got any money these days?
Loads.
Celtic have got loads of money.
But we feel we don't have to spend it just yet.
What do you mean by that?
Because we're far superior. According to the latest odds, Celtic are 1-8.
I find that a very provocative statement.
1-8 to win the Scottish Premier next year. Rangers, if you fancy Porky, get a little 50 out of your pocket, are 8-1 to win the Premier next year.
Yes, I've seen those
figures.
So
if you
want
to chuck some money, I will take your bet right now.
No. I will analyse and evaluate the situation over the summer.
But it's good news. It is. It's good news.
Well, you say it's good news.
It is good news.
You say it's good news. So we sorted out relegation for the Premiership. We've sorted out who's going to win the Premiership and who's coming up from the Championship.
Difficult. It really is.
Well, we know at least one team.
No, we don't. You don't. It
well, you don't
change.
Think Middlesbrough are coming up?
No, you don't know.
But, you don't think Burnley are coming up?
Burnley are top.
Yeah.
And Hull are not far away. Derby with Harry
in
there.
Who got tanked 4-0 during the week? 4-0?
Yeah, well, players sent off, didn't they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to pick it. Brighton are still in there. Chris Hughton's done a great job.
Mm.
And Brighton, the new stadium, very rich owners, good owners. I don't know. I'm not going to call it just yet. I'm really not.
Well, you see, that's a man without a mind. It's
not. I don't open my big gob without engaging my brain.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the option of naming 3 out of 4 to come out the Championship, please.
Okay.
So you can name 4. 3 of them have got to go up.
Yeah, Burnley, Middlesbrough, and through the playoffs. I'd love to see Derby with Harry there, but no. It'll be Burnley, Middlesbrough, and Hull. Hull will come through.
Hull will rebound from a 4-0 tanking the other night.
Yes, they will.
And very bad recent form.
Oh, that's not bad recent form.
All right, well, I'll agree with the first two, Burnley, Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
And add Brighton to it.
Brighton, Chris Hughton.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Next time we go to Brighton races, then we go in the casino. Let's hope you don't get chucked out. It's always been a pleasure, Mr. Parry.
Very harsh.
That's Alan Brazil up front on Audio Boom with Mike Porky talking bollocks. Parry.
Hey!
Brought to you by Audio Boom.